A unique, four-day winter festival takes over Brandon's Keystone Center annually as Sioux Valley Dakota Nation hosts the largest indigenous sport and cultural event of its kind, under one roof. Dakota Nation Winterfest has been held for 26 years, now drawing thousands of people to Brandon over the 4 days of events. But most importantly, this festival brings First Nations communities from across the prairies together to compete in games, in music, dancing, sports, pow-wow and, to socialize. The Keystone Center complex, a no-go zone for drugs and alcohol during Winterfest, was teeming with people there to participate in competitions and to watch others. Hockey tournaments began on Thursday, January 25, with several age groups of youth hockey. Minor hockey continued on Friday and through the weekend. Most of the other events began on Friday and in the evening a meet and greet provided SVDN Chief Vince Tacken and council members with an opportunity to greet guests and dignitaries including Brandon Mayor Jeff Fawcett, the Honorable Glenn Samard, Minister of Sport, Culture, Heritage and Tourism, AMC Grand Chief Kathy Merrick, Kanupawakpa Chief Raymond Brown, and Chief Cornell McLean among others. It's difficult to keep the morale of the community up. There's a lot of challenges in our First Nations, Tacken told CBC's Chelsea Kemp in an interview. This weekend gives us an opportunity to forget some of those challenges and just focus on showcasing the culture and the athleticism that the kids have, and the adults. In the Friday evening opening ceremonies, Sioux Valley Council and other dignitaries were joined by two athletes and their coach. These Sioux Valley athletes competed in Halifax last summer at the North American Indigenous Games. Golden Knights' Zach White Cloud was pictured on the main arena's big screen as he hoisted the Stanley Cup. Winterfest features competition in volleyball and basketball, but hockey is a big feature with all age groups participating, U7 U17, senior and men's 40+ as well as women's hockey. Other competitions included moccasin games, pool, square dancing, and a talent show with singing and jigging for adults, youth and juniors. There are entry fees for all competitions with significant prize money to be won. Winners of the talent show and jigging events also have the opportunity to perform at the Manito Abi Festival at Red River Exhibition Park this May. The Winterfest Pow Wow is an amazing display of dress and dance.